From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Car company executives meet today with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. They are not happy with the state's proposal to tighten fuel economy standards, specifically the proposal to put stricter limits on tailpipe emissions. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is here now. And John, what do these automakers hope to achieve by this meeting with the governor?
Well, there's a huge lobbying campaign going on right now over a Bush administration proposal to enforce a new federal standard of 35 miles per gallon average fuel economy by 2020. And that's up from the current 27.5. Now, this proposed rule is actually a bit tougher than the congressional mandate, and that pleased the environmental community. But 200 pages into this 400-plus page rulemaking is a little provision that would preempt states from passing their own emission standards. And that got environmentalists like Frank O'Donnell of Clean Air Watch pretty riled up.
We think it's not only a sneaky, underhanded move by an agency that seems to be in bed with the car industry, but it's clearly illegal, and it's something that will ultimately require environmental groups and state governments to go to court to enforce their rights.
And, John, is that because the legislature here in California wants even higher fuel economy standards?
Right. California was given the right in the Clean Air Act to have its own air pollution standards. And it's looking at a rule that requires an average 43 miles per gallon by 2020. And other states are signing on to that. But the car industry argues that fuel efficiency standards are a federal prerogative. Charles Torito with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers says the industry executives are going to tell Governor Schwarzenegger today that they don't want to have to make cars that meet a patchwork of 50 different state rules.
Current law says that only the federal government can set fuel economy standards. Manufacturers believe that it's important to have a single national standard in order to avoid the inconsistencies and confusions that an inconsistent state-by-state program would create.
So, John, where are we now? What is the status of these federal regulations?
We're in the middle of a two-month-long public comment period, and a group of states is petitioning the Transportation Department to change that ban on state regulations. And the governors are lobbying this issue really hard. They're enlisting the support of the presidential candidates, all of whom have endorsed states' rights to enforce their own limits on tailpipe emissions. On the other hand, this is also a very big deal for the car industry as well, so they'll fight for the federal preemption. You can expect to see some TV ads from both sides on this issue and ultimately lawsuits.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.